Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9. Mother Jasoda binds Lord Krishna. Text 1.
Shri Shukavacha
Ekada Griha.
Dashishu
Yashoda
Nanda
Yehini
Karma
Antara
Niyuktasu
Su
Niramamanta
Swayam
Didi
Shri Shuka Uvacha
Ekada Grihadashishu
Yashoda Nanda Gehini
Karmantara Niyuktasu
Niramamanta
Swayam
Didi
Shri Shukuvacha
Ekada Grihadashishu
Yashoda Nanda
Gehini
Karmantara Niyuktasu
Niramamanta
Swayam
Didi.
Shri Shukadeva Goswami said,
Ekada,
one day,
Grihadashishu,
when all the maid servants of the household were otherwise engaged,
Yashoda,
Mother Yashoda,
Nanda Gehini,
the Queen of Nanda Maharaj,
Karma
Antara, and other household affairs.
Niyuktasu,
being engaged.
Niramamanta,
turned.
Swayam,
personally.
Didi,
the ogre.
Yani yani ha gitani tadbala charitani cha didadi nirmantane kale smaranti tanya gayata.
Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Shri Shukadeva Goswami continued,
one day when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own way, she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all those activities. Purport, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, quoting from the Vaishnav Toshini of Srila Sanatana Goswami, says that the incident of Krishna's breaking the pot of yogurt and being bound by Mother Yashoda took place on the Deepavali day, or Deepamalika. Even today in India, this festival is generally celebrated very gorgeously in the month of Kartik by fireworks and lights, especially in Bombay. It is to be understood that among all the cows of Nanda Maharaj, several of Mother Yashoda's cows ate only grasses so flavorful that the grasses would automatically flavor the milk. Mother Yashoda wanted to collect the milk from these cows and make it into yogurt and churn it into butter personally, since she thought that this child, Krishna, was going to the houses of the neighborhood gopas and gopis to steal butter because he did not like the milk and yogurt ordinarily prepared. While churning the butter, Mother Yashoda was singing about the childhood activities of Krishna. It was formerly a custom that if one wanted to remember something constantly, he would transform it into poetry or have this done by a professional poet. It appears that Mother Jasoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. Therefore, she poeticized all of Krishna's childhood activities, such as the killing of Putana, Agasura, Shakatasura, and Trinavarta. And while churning the butter, she sang about these activities in poetical form. This should be the practice of persons eager to remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. This incident shows how Krishna conscious Mother Jasoda was. To stay in Krishna consciousness, we should follow such persons. Shishu Govacha Ekada Grihada Shishu Jasoda Nanda Gehini Karmantarani Yuktasu Nirmamanta Swayam Didi Yaniya Yaniha Gitani Tadbala Charitani Cha Didi Nirmamantan Dadadi Nirmantane Kale Smaranti Tan Yagatata Smaranti Tan Yagayata. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued, one day when Mother Jasoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own way, she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself about all these activities. Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthai Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Pacharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desitarna. This is a very nice example of a devotee engaged in Krishna service. That not only Mother Jasoda was doing her service, but she was also in Krishna consciousness. And being in Krishna consciousness meant that she was chanting about Krishna. She wasn't listening to the radio or chanting some, as Prabhupada used to say, some cinema song. She composed songs about Krishna, and that way she remembered Krishna and she was absorbed in Krishna consciousness. This is also in the Krishna book. We can see that the devotees, such as the gopis, this is their activity. It's not that the gopis were great philosophers or great industrialists, or they were, personally, they had to be so beautiful. But their credit was that no one was so absorbed in loving Krishna as the gopis. So much so that throughout the whole day and night, they constantly remember Krishna. At the end of the 35th chapter of the Krishna book, it is said that such activities and pastimes of Krishna remembered by the gopis during his absence from Vrindavan. They give us some idea of Krishna's attraction. They give us some idea how attractive Krishna is, not only to the human beings, but also to the animate and inanimate objects. That in Vrindavan, everyone and everything, the cows, the trees, the plants, the water, the animals such as the cows and the deer, everyone and everything was attracted to Krishna. This is the perfect description of Krishna's attraction. The example of the gopis is very instructive for persons who want to remain absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Everyone has a tendency to love someone. That Krishna should be the object of love is the central point of Krishna consciousness. By constantly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and remembering the Lord's transcendental pastimes, everyone can remain completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness and thus make his life, or one can remain easily absorbed in Krishna consciousness and thus make his life sublime and fruitful. So this chanting Hare Krishna and the remembering of Krishna's pastimes, they go hand in hand. That for the devotees in this age, that by chanting Hare Krishna, if it's done without any offense, then the result will be one will spontaneously remember Krishna's pastimes. And this is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. And also it's significant here that we can understand that Mother Jasoda was an advanced devotee, not because she had a special effulgence or that she had some mystic power or that she had many followers. We can understand she was an advanced devotee because she always chanted about Krishna in pure love and devotion. And not only did she chant about Krishna, but she engaged in all kinds of services to please Krishna. That Krishna, he would always go door to door. Sometimes our devotees, they also go door to door. And he'd go door to door and he'd get donations, but he wouldn't ask for them. Sometimes our devotees do that too. But Krishna, he used to go door to door and steal butter and yogurt. He's the original source of all immoral behavior, Krishna, being the source of everything. He's also a thief. But the devotees don't feel that Krishna is, they don't think, oh, Krishna is a thief, how can I worship him? Even, I think it was mentioned before, oh yeah, His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj mentioned in a class that Gandhi, he said, I will not worship Krishna who's married 16,108 wives. That I worship the Krishna, because in India many people have the name Krishna. He said, I worship the Krishna who spoke the Bhagavad Gita. That if these two Krishnas were the same, I'd give up my worship of Krishna. Because he's so immoral. How can a nice person like Krishna who spoke the Bhagavad Gita live with 16,108 wives? And here we learn that Krishna is a thief. But still we don't think, oh, how can I worship this deity? He's a thief. Maybe if I was a thief, I would worship him. But his stealing is not ordinary stealing, nor is he really a thief, nor is Krishna really immoral for supposedly dancing with other people's wives. Because the fact is that the real proprietor of everything is Krishna. So Krishna is in everyone's heart, and he's the super soul, and the body is actually his body. He's the, as it says in the Bhagavad Gita, Kshetra Gyam Chapimam Vidhi Sara Kshetra Shubharata Kshetra Kshetraga Gyanam Yattaj Gyanam Atamama. Not only is the soul in the body, Prakritim Purusham Chaiva Kshetra Kshetragam Evacha Etad Yoveti Tam Prahur Kshetra Gyam Ititad Vida Itam Shariram Kunteya Kshetra iti pidiyate, etadyo vetitam prahu, kshetra gyan iti tadvida. When Arjuna asks Krishna to explain about what is this field, what is Purusha, what is Prakriti, the enjoyer and the enjoyed, what is the field and the knower of the field, what is knowledge and the end of knowledge. And then Krishna said, the soul who's in the body, or this body is known to be the field. And one who knows the body is said to be the knower of the field. So we are in the body, and we're the knower of the body. But that's all we are. We're simply the knower of the body, of this body. But there's another person who knows all the bodies. And he's conscious of everyone's body, and that's the super soul. And the super soul, he's the one in charge of the material energy. He's the proprietor of the material energy. Therefore, in reality, this body belongs to him, and we're simply the tenant. He's the proprietor, he's the landlord, and we're simply renting the body for a little while. Therefore, if the landlord comes out of his house and claims to be the proprietor of the house, then who can say that he's immoral? So Prabhupada explains that actually it is not that Krishna was immoral dancing with all those gopis. It was the husband of the gopis who were immoral, thinking themselves to be the proprietors of the bodies that actually belong to Krishna. Similarly, if Krishna steals butter and yogurt, he's stealing his own butter and yogurt, because everything belongs to him. But still, in the eyes of the residents of Vrindavan, he's a thief. But they don't, their love for the thief doesn't diminish. Just like in this material world, if a mother has a son who's a thief, still she loves him anyhow. She hopes one day his bad habits will be corrected, but still her love is not diminished. So Krishna is one of those little children. And Mother Jasoda used to have the cows graze in a certain, her own cows graze in a certain place where the grass was the sweetest. Especially they grow special grass, and then the cows would only eat that grass, special cows. And then from that milk, Mother Jasoda used to churn the butter and make yogurt and butter in order to feed it to Krishna, so that Krishna would not go to the other houses and steal the yogurt and butter. Still, he'd do it anyhow, because he's been doing it eternally. It's hard to give it up a habit that you have eternally. Still, Mother Jasoda is still trying to get him to give up these habits, but we don't have much expectation it's going to work. Besides that, when Krishna stops stealing butter and yogurt, then that's even more disturbing to the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Where is Krishna? Why hasn't he come today to steal our butter and yogurt? But these pastimes of Krishna, whether killing the demons or stealing, these are relished by the devotees. It is said, Nivritta tar share upagiyamanas bhavoshajat strotra mino biramat. Kautama shloka gunarim vadat vina, let's see, puman virajeta vina pashugnat. That in this world, nivritta tarashir, the only way of becoming released from the desire to be the center of attraction in the material world and to enjoy this material world, nivritta tarashir upagiyamana. Bhava Oshada, the medicine, Bhava Oshada, the medicine to stop the repetition of birth and death. Jai, Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. The reason why we're going through birth and death is that we're desiring to be put into different material circumstances, and therefore, by Krishna's arrangement, that's what's happening. For instance, the circumstances we're under now, we're under because that's what we desired in the past. We desired a certain arrangement of material energy, certain, and we get the results now. And according to how we're desiring now, we'll get the results in the future. It's called bhavoshida. Bhava, the medicine to stop repetition of birth and death, is a desire to participate in Krishna's pastimes. But who will desire to participate in Krishna's pastimes unless we hear about them, unless we understand what they are, unless we ultimately we experience them? But fortunately, the opportunity to experience them is open to everyone. Bhavoshagat chotra mano biramat. That it becomes very pleasing if these pastimes are heard and glorified by devotees who love Krishna. Then we can get some glimpse into the pastimes, because that's what the pastimes are. They're pastimes of pure affection for Krishna, pure love for Krishna, and Krishna is reciprocating purely out of love with his devotees. That although Krishna is God, still his basic mood is that of pure devotion and love for all his devotees. Kautama shloka gunanu varada. That these are the topmost vibrations. In the material world we're entangled because we hear so many other vibrations. Advertising, sense gratification. But these vibrations advertise the highest state of sublime devotion to Krishna. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami is wondering. He said, Puman Virajeta Vina Pashugnat. Who will give up this opportunity to enjoy eternal life full of ecstasy and loving devotion to Krishna? Only a Pashugnat. Pashu means an animal, and Gnat means one who's killing an animal. So who's killing animals? Nowadays, practically everyone kills animals. Killing animals is not a big thing anymore. 5,000 years ago, when the sages of Naimisharanya heard that one cow and bull was being beaten, they were horrified. They couldn't believe it. They thought maybe it was a rumor. They never heard of such an abominable activity. So how could they imagine that in a so-called civilized country, they have system, they're killing billions of animals and cows every year? They've made it a science how to kill animals on a mass level. And now they kill people as if it was something. They've all, of course, war is a mass, are organized massacres. But even during the day or during normal times, they also, now it's become very common to kill people, at least in certain countries. For instance, in America, unless you kill five or six people, you can't even get your name in the newspaper anymore. You have to do, I mean, five or six people is nothing, but still, that at least you get, you know, yourself on the third, fourth page of the magazine, of the newspaper. Because there's so much competition amongst the killers nowadays. That it's hard to get recognized. So, this, if we want to go beyond material existence, then we have to come to a different platform of consciousness rather than killing animals. And Pashugnat also means to kill oneself. So practically everyone is killing themselves. They don't even know who they are. How many people actually know that they're a spirit soul? And even if someone knows theoretically that he's a spirit soul, how many people are actually interested in doing anything for the self or for the soul? As soon as one hears one's a spirit soul, that's a little comforting. That at least I'll get a chance to come to another body and make another attempt to enjoy material life again. maybe next lifetime I'll get a better opportunity. But how many people actually become concerned with the soul and bring the soul back to life again? How many actually take the medicine so that one can end the repetition of birth and death and go back to the spiritual world? Not very many. But Mother Jasoda gives us the, tells us how to take the medicine. How to come to the platform of service to Krishna and always chant his name. As Prabhupada writes, that manmana bhava madbhakto majajim nam namaskru mame vaishasi satyam te prati jani priyosi me. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your obeisances to me. The result is that you'll come to me without fail. I promise you this because you're my very dear friend. And Prabhupada writes that Krishna consciousness is not a question of idle speculation. That one should arrange his life in such a way is that throughout the 24 hours a day, he cannot help but think of Krishna. And the law's promise is that any devotee who's so sincerely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, he's sure to return to the law's abode. So that's what expert management means, that so that our lives are arranged in such a way is that we're always remembering Krishna. We cannot help but think of Krishna. Just like Srimati Radharani, she'd sometimes complain that this person I'm trying to forget, he's lying in my heart. Although I'm trying hard to forget him, he just won't let me forget him. The gopis are trying to forget Krishna, but they can't forget him. And we're trying to remember him, and we can't remember him. That's the difference between the gopis and ourselves. Therefore, it's advised that we try to arrange our lives, that everything is so centered around Krishna. And the Lord's promise is that we'll be able to become absorbed eventually in Krishna consciousness. So Rupa Goswami gives us the advice, Tadnama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasanama Nasini Oja Tishtan Vrajetan Anuragi Janugami Kalamnayar Akilam Itikadesha Saram. That the essence of all advice is that one should use this, one should 24 hours a day be engaged in glorifying Krishna, hearing and chanting about Krishna's name, his transcendental form, his qualities, his pastimes, and this way occupy the tongue and the mind. One should live in Goloka Vrindavan, Braja, and serve Krishna under the guidance of the Lord's devotees. And one should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. So for most of us, we're engaged in sadhana bhakti. That is, we have regulated times of hearing and chanting about Krishna. Therefore, to some extent, we're using our tongue and hopefully our minds in Krishna's service. Then the next day, step after doing that, one becomes convinced that I should get the maximum association with the devotees and as much as possible hear and chant about Krishna. And therefore become more and more absorbed in Krishna's form, his quality, his pastimes. And therefore Prabhupada has created the International Society for Krishna Consciousness for such persons who can come and become absorbed in Krishna's form by seeing the deity, hear about Krishna's name, his qualities, his pastimes. And therefore live in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan, and do some service for Krishna. And then one should seek out and try to follow those devotees who are most attached to Krishna. As example here is Mother Jasoda, who was chanting, who was making up poetry about Krishna, not because she was hoping that one day it would be published and she'd become famous, although she has become famous. She was singing about Krishna's pastimes because she relished, it increased her love for Krishna. And her whole life is based upon serving Krishna out of pure love. So this is also the directions in the Mahabharata. Mahajana, dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajana yena katasapanta. That we should follow in the footsteps of such devotees who love Krishna without any material desire. Tarko pratishta shutiya vibina asavari shiryasyana vina. That they weren't speculating, they weren't trying to figure out some better path in loving Krishna. They followed in the footsteps of those who love Krishna, and therefore they became enlightened that that is life, that is real life, simply to love Krishna. And this 10th canto is especially dedicated to that. So if we hear the 10th canto, and we appreciate these devotees, and we make great advancement towards the perfection of life, prema paramartha mahan, or reawakening our dormant love for Krishna. So thank you. Are there any comments, questions? When I was in Russia, because I just came back from Russia, I had an interesting realization, experience of what it's like to be in a country where they systematically more or less succeeded in wiping out all God consciousness, all culture, all morality. They reduced people to the level of subhumans in a general scale. And you can see how miserable it is. We may think I'm suffering because I'm not getting my sense gratification. Well, if you go to a place where you see that people have no God consciousness and all the sense gratification they want, then you can really see how people suffer. That sometimes we think that in the Western civilization people are demoniac and they're lacking God consciousness. Well, they certainly don't have the experience so far where the whole where the government systematically wipes out every vestige of God consciousness. Where people never hear about God or morality or anything. So, then you can appreciate how people are, although they're not very exalted or elevated in modern Western culture, but they haven't gotten so degraded. Of course, in Russia, it's like a blank slate. They don't know anything about God and they don't know anything about anything. The only thing they were taught is about communism, and that's been eliminated. So they don't know anything. So it's a great opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness, but when it's preaching to people who have no background in any kind of morality or cleanliness or God consciousness or anything, so it's really starting from the beginning. Do you have a question? Yes. Yeah.
This is understanding this, like Maharaj told before, that we are attached to certain situations and we are creating future karmas. For example, we think about something, we desire something in a certain situation, we create in the future. So we understand like two sarkas, like there's two sarkas, and what is the place in the media that we can change something?
Yeah, we can think of Krishna. Even if we have to desire it, we can desire to utilize things in Krishna's service. We have to add Krishna to it.
So we can change the direction of this situation.
Yeah, that's all we can change. We can't stop the material energy from functioning. So Krishna can do that if he wants. But the only power we really have, that we have personally, is that we can become Krishna conscious. Other than that, we have no power at all. That's our only choice. Anything else? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishakha Ki Jai, Lord Jagannath Lord Baladev Srimati Subhadra Devi Ki Jai, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.